Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly. And day two of minicamp has come to a close here on the practice field. Now, some things to take away from. Obviously, this is a continuation sort of OTAs, no yep. pads. But it looks like the guys are having a lot of fun out there, specifically the secondary. It's yes. certainly fun to watch. But one of those players not on the field today, Darrell Revis, not really sure, obviously, at this point, if there's any cause for concern yeah. or any reason for anybody to panic.
I don't want to sound any panic alarms. We
have no idea
why, but we have not been told anything to worry about. He was not out there today, but you're right, Jackie. The secondary, I thought, really did have the better of the play. I thought the passing game, again, continues to struggle a little bit, and guys like Brandon Browner are really seamlessly fitting in. Logan Ryan, I thought, got a lot of extra reps today with Revis not on the field, but again, I don't want to say there's no sign of any injury or anything
right.
with Revis. He wasn't out there today. For all we know, he wasn't feeling well or whatever. But the secondary, to me, is an area I think that could be very much improved in this team. We're going to have to watch that as we get to training camp.
Right, and Brandon Browner actually looked a little bit frustrated on a pass to Kenbrell Tompkins, who just reached right over it and took it out of him. He slapped his hands like he was a little bit frustrated there. So Kenbrell Tompkins, though, having a good day. Now, the other thing noteworthy, Ryan Mallett was on the field for stretching, but then went inside yeah. the bubble, was running a little bit on the back end of the field. What can we assume from that? You know, he's not out here getting reps.
Yeah, he clearly is dealing with something physical, and I haven't seen anybody specifically cite what it is, but I know a lot of the different area reporters have been talking about some injury that he's dealing with. We haven't seen him on the practice field now. This is the third straight time that we've had access to a practice, and Ryan Mallett hasn't been out there. That's been really good news for Jimmy Garoppolo, who I think is getting a lot of extra reps. You know, it might be one of those things where Garoppolo missed the first couple of sessions there when he had to go to the rookie premiere out in L.A., so he's probably picking up some of those reps that he lost. Mallett's dealing with something probably physical. He's off with the rehabbing guys. We saw them over here right behind us on the hill actually right. running. Rob Gronkowski in that group as well. So that might have been a step a little bit for Gronk, you know, dealing with the hills and some further training for his rehab too. So that's probably a good sign as well.
Right. And there's only so much you can take away, but tomorrow, Thursday, so far the last day of minicamp, unless anything changes between now and then about a month off, we'll get to some position battles until training camp starts, and then the season's pretty
much
here.
Started enjoying some of this weather. It finally came. Summer has arrived.
I know. Well, thank you very much, Paul, for
Thanks,
joining
Jackie.
Us, and we'll see you guys next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.